Hachette Audio presents Chinese Menu, the history, myths, and legends behind your favorite foods. Written by Grace Lin. Read by Lisa Ling. Please see bonus PDF. Welcome. Have you ever eaten at a Chinese restaurant? Yes, I know. The food was so good. Yum. I get hungry just thinking about it. But have you ever been curious about the names of the dishes you ordered there? For example, General So's chicken. Have you ever wondered who General So was? Or Buddha jumps over the wall? Why would Buddha do something like that? Well, I can tell you, because those names are all clues to the tales behind the food. Almost all dishes on a Chinese menu have a story behind them. In a way, the menu at your Chinese restaurant is the table of contents for a feast of stories. And this book is that feast, because this book is going to tell you the stories that make up your favorite Chinese dishes. From fried dumplings to fortune cookies, here are the tales behind your most ordered foods. Now, I know you want to ask, are these stories real? Yes, these stories are real. They are real legends, real myths, and real histories. I did not make any of them up from my own imagination. They have all been researched. You can check the bibliography in the bonus PDF. And there are a few stories that are not only real folklore, but factually true too. That said, even though I did not fabricate any of these stories, I did, however, embellish some of them. Many of these stories are my own adapted retellings, combining various versions of legends together with imagined details and dialogue. But even when I did so, I tried hard to stay true to the spirit of the original tales and keep as many details as possible. For example, important female characters in the legends were sometimes nameless, so I gave these women names, with ones that would be appropriate for that time and place. But when the stories did name characters, I kept true to the tale. If the characters had no last name in the legend, such as Kun in the chopstick story, I left them with a single name. And speaking of names, in Chinese tradition, the last name is said first and written before the given name. So General Ding Baozhen, a real historical person, has the last name of Ding. The general's first name is Baozhen. You can read Baozhen's story while learning about Kung Pao chicken. And while you read these stories, I hope you will also begin to see that this book is actually not
sample complete. Ready to continue?